Welcome to Austin 360 Radio. I'm JB, and I have a guest here sitting next to me that, if you haven't seen his face and heard his voice, I don't know where the hell you've been in the last decade. Thomas J. Henry, who's an attorney with one of the largest firms in all of Texas, probably all of the country. But you're everywhere, which is a good thing, I feel like I know you, but I don't know you.
Well, on behalf of all your listeners, I want to apologize for being on their TV way too much.
No, hey.
And I can tell you, even with my friends, when it's on, every now and then I find myself saying, can I please get back to the football game? But, you know, that's our industry in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And so anyway.
Yeah. So you're here. We're going to talk a lot about Austin Elevates, the event that you're behind and to put together to bring free music and art to the people, right? Which is really, really cool. And we'll share with you some of the things that are going to be happening Friday and through the whole weekend. But if you don't mind, I think it would be really fun for people to get to know you a little bit. All right.
Do you want a resume style,
well,
story style? What would you like?
You never know what you believe on the internet. And this is nothing bad, but
nothing bad?
No.
Oh, my God.
You have a reputation for pretty extravagant parties and to-dos. You like to have a good time.
Well, I think that, first and foremost, I hope my reputation is as a trial lawyer and helping people, okay?
I'm putting that in as all assumed.
Okay.
That you've
all right.
got all that all right. down.
So with all that in mind, I think that what I've learned about life, you know, and just dealing with so many tragedies is that I really enjoy what I do for a living, you know, even though it's very tragic, but I also like to enjoy myself and my life. And I like to enjoy my life oftentimes with other people. And so that's kind of the way I'm wired now.
Yeah.
And it's enjoyable and it's a good quality of life.
I hear your daughter had a pretty big act show up for a birthday party. One year.
She did. Yeah, she had her quinceañera and Nick Jonas and Pitbull showed up. And that was years ago now. My daughter's like a lot older now.
Yeah, how old
is
she?
My daughter
now?
Lives in London now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's modeling and she's 19.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, I can't imagine. You're primarily in San Antonio, correct?
I am primarily in a suitcase.
Okay,
and on a jet.
I know you're all over, but I just, the quinceañera pressure. If you want to call it that, in San Antonio, I can't imagine what that's like. I mean, that's like, of all cities, that's got to be like where you really got to do it right?
I don't know. I mean, it came pretty easy to me. She's my daughter. I love her. It's a big event. I'm kind of used to, you know, being in situations where there's a lot of pressure. So, this is a party, a quinceañera. Of course, it's big, but, you know, it's not a pressure-filled environment for me. It's an enjoyable environment.
And you also have a reputation for being very charitable. I know at least one time you just show up and hand out 1,000 turkeys.
Getting ready to do that in 2 weekends from now.
Yeah.
Probably will end up helping a couple hundred thousand people with their turkey dinner this year.
Wow.
I remember I started doing it about 25 years ago, and I remember people were like, what are you going to do, drop turkeys out of a helicopter? Being real sarcastic and kind of ugly. But 25 years later, I think they can see how we've touched so many people and helped so many people. And it's actually one of the best events I think I do, because you really get to help people from various stages of life. And, you know, lots of people are judgmental about folks that don't have a lot of resources. But you can see that when you do well and you have a good living like you do, JB, and so many people, there's a lot of people that, you know, came into this world or had things happen in their life that you know, are very untoward. And so being able to help them, give them a hug, look them in the eye, and make sure that they know that I care about them is important to me.
That's very, very cool. Yeah, and it's that season again. And I also know, and I love this, and this is on the heels of F1 weekend. My understanding is you're a car guy.
Yeah, I have a few cars.
Yeah.
I'm kind of fast and furious.
And do you? I have a little experience playing around on tracks and stuff. I love it. That's my next question. Have you ever gotten any of your sports cars on a track?
Multiple times.
Because what I'd love to get your comments on, and people don't understand it. A lot of people think they're a good driver on the street. And when you get on a track and take all of the speed limits out of the equation, and it's a very, very fast car, it's an incredibly difficult thing. And I don't think people realize what goes into being a truly good driver.
Well, you know, I go and rent out the Coda track for myself and mm-hmm. just a few close friends. And so what I've done in the previous years is I will, the girls are generally kind of frightened to drive the car themselves. You know, you say, drive the car, go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. They get frightened. You got to wear a helmet. And the guys are like, oh, no, let me go drive that car. And they do a couple laps and they think they're a big shot. And then you get the girlfriends or wives. I actually bring out real race car drivers. So last time I had Helio Castroneves, who won the Indy 500.
Yeah.
I have him come out.
The jump on the fence guy.
Yeah, I'm doing again. Dancing with the Stars, he won.
Yeah.
And then this Saturday before the event out there at the 360 Arena, I rent the track again for me and some friends. And
okay.
got three real race car drivers. One of the F1 drivers hung back, and he's going to drive with us. Helio's going to come back again. So what happens is all the guys get in there and they think they're a big shot. And then what we do is we put their girlfriend, their wife, in the car with the real race car driver.
Yes.
We let them do a few laps. They see their girlfriend or wife come out of the car like exhilarated.
I know where
like
you're
a
going.
Massive great feeling. And then the boyfriend or husband feels like, well, you know, that he's not that great. And then you have the boyfriend or husband drive with the real race car driver, and then they learn just how, you know.
That's so true. My wife would never ride with me on a track in a GT car, a GT class car. And she would sure get in with an American Le Mans champion. And exactly what you're talking about. It's like the giggle maker, right?
Yeah, it could kind of make you a little jealous.
Right. Like
what was going on there on the fourth
right.
lap?
Right. Right. Did you take in F1 at all?
I was not here.
Not able to do it this year,
this
but I'm
year.
Sure you've done it in the past.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Okay, now let's talk about Austin Elevates. You're a fan of music and art, clearly.
Yes.
And you want to bring it to the people, and you've got all of out at Coda. There's the Austin 360 Amphitheater. You've bought it out, I guess, for lack of a better expression. Brought in huge artists, and we'll get to the street art part of this next. Okay. So let's focus on the concert. And a couple of the art, like, these are not just, and tickets were free to the majority
correct.
Of people. You just had to log on to Austin Elevates and sign up, and people got to go. And you're not messing around with the artists. So a couple of them here are like the DJ Kygo is one of them, this guy. Of course, collaborates with the best vocalist in the world and has a huge following and all that. And another one from Puerto Rico, Daddy Yankee, which wasn't on my radar until I found out about it from this. So here's a little bit. Let's see which song do I want to play here. Daddy Yankee. Here we go. Let's play
Despacito.
Which one?
Despacito.
Oh,
he's got a
anything's probably good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like this is Daddy Yankee.
Can you dance to that?
How do you not dance to that? Right? It's one of those things like you just lose your mind. You have to dance to it. Now, is this music in your wheelhouse personally?
Look at my phone. Yes,
it is.
Yes, of course.
This is your curated.
I have all kinds of music in my phone, from the Latin music, tons of Latin musicians to hip hop to country to pop. I mean, yeah,
you're a music lover.
Kind of makes me relax.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Work hard, play hard. It helps you relax. Where did this love of the DJs come from? You're from Corpus originally, right?
Well, I think, oddly enough, you were asking a little bit about my history. I grew up on a farm, and you know what? We didn't have a radio playing, didn't really watch TV.
Yeah.
So I think
you're working.
That, I think, yeah. And I just think that, and really through probably high school and college, I really didn't listen to very much music because I was busy. But as I've gotten older, you know, maybe I kind of missed out on that, and I'm just really enjoying it so much.
So you, did you literally reach out to these artists and say, hey, I want you to come play in Austin, a free show for people? How does that all work?
I have people that work for me that are designers of these types of events. And so that person deals with me, but they reach out to basically the management for these companies. Some of the people I know some of these performers that I've dealt with in the past. So it's kind of a mixed bag.
And what's really cool about the show at the Austin 360 Amphitheater is there's a beneficiary, right? There's three different charities that are going to benefit from this whole weekend of fun you put together. The SAFE Alliance, which stops abuse, prevention, and advocacy. There's Superhero Kids, which I had not heard of before this. They do quality of life assistance to patients and families being treated at Dell Children's, and the St. David's Foundation Community Fund, which they transform lives of Central Texans with benchmarks on community health. Okay, so what's your, why these three charities?
Well, SAFE I've been involved with in the past, and you know, that's a really tragic situation when people are abused and they have little kids and there's nowhere to go. And so, I mean, that affects me as a human being to want to help people like that. St. David's and, you know, the healthcare institution, nonprofit, they also have a scholarship program there, you know, to try to get people into the healthcare profession, which is so vital for all of us. And Superhero Kids, you know, when you're dealing with a family that has a sick child, oftentimes when your child is very, very ill, one of the parents have to give up a job. Yeah. And then now you don't have those resources available to pay for certain things. And so Superhero Kids is part of doing that for families. And really, that component, Superhero Kids and lack of resources, or even the turkey giveaway I do, and when people don't have resources, as I said, I grew up on a farm. I supported myself in high school on my own, and college and law school. And I know what it's like to, you know, have holes in your pants, not have anything, wear the same stuff all the time.
What's the hardest part working on a farm that people probably don't realize? I come from a family of farmers, too.
Is there a language barrier, a foul language barrier?
No, there is not. That's the beauty of...
Well, I mean, if you smell hog shit and cow shit all day long, 24/7, walk in it, fall in it, while dealing with all those animals, you know, it's a... It's not a clean job.
Yeah. And the hours are brutal.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, crazy. I mean, I was in grammar school waking up every morning, literally milking three cows before I got on a school bus. And, you know, there's nothing worse than the cow kicking the bucket and, you know, there goes a gallon of milk.
Right.
And then we finally got those electric milkers. And that was really good. But,
that was a game changer, right?
Yeah, but you know, you're a little kid, right? And you're about 3.5 feet tall, and there's a huge cow, and you're underneath it.
Right.
Yeah, you used to have to tie one leg of the cow back so that if the cow wanted to kick the bucket, if it was going to kick the bucket, the cow was going to fall completely down. And
you
so it kind of prevented them from doing that.
They intentionally know they're kicking the bucket, or they just are, it's coincidence?
I think if your head was rammed into a stanchion for about 35 minutes, he'd be wanting to move your legs too.
Right, yeah. Right. Did that farming, is it the farming that gave you the work ethic you had to build your firm?
I think it did because I woke up to work, came home from school to work, worked every weekend. There was no day off when you live on a farm.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoy my job as an attorney right now, but I can tell you the physical work that never stops. You know, I have to say, sometimes I feel like what I do is pretty easy. Of course, I've been doing it a long, long time, so you can make it look easy. But I absolutely get my work ethic from being a little kid, working all the time.
Wow. Did you ever surf growing up in Corpus?
You know what? Funny you mention that. You know, Alec Monopoly, right?
Yeah.
He became a friend of mine. I'm hoping to meet him today.
I'm going to chase him down.
So my son had a birthday, and I bought one of his pieces of art. That's how I met Alec.
Oh.
And then we became friends. And then finally, and that's been years ago. So I was down in Puerto Rico, and he was down there, and he's like, hey, Papa, you want to go surfing? I said, sure, I can go surfing. I don't know how well I'm going to surf, but I used to surf 40 years ago.
Right.
And I used to surf all the time on the Gulf Coast.
Well, they say if you can surf the Texas, South Texas, you can surf anywhere.
Yeah. So if you go to my Thomas Jude Henry Instagram, you'll see me popping up on a wave in Puerto Rico. And he about, I think he thought I was kind of full of it.
Yeah.
The old man was going to pop up. But it was pretty easy. And I'm surfing's a great sport.
Yeah. I just, my daughter growing up, I took her, would take her to Packery Channel and mm-hmm. Corpus all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we could, 4 hours you're surfing. It's not the best surf in the world, but it's better than what we got in Austin.
I'll tell you what though, but if you can, surf, storm surf, hurricane surf, in Port Aransas or down in Corpus, if you can do that, you can surf almost anywhere because yeah. it's some of the hardest surf to get through
yep.
and then ride.
It's a lot of work for 3 seconds of fun in Corpus.
Yeah.
yeah. All right. You brought it up, and this is great. Alec Monopoly, who you met by buying one of his paintings. Right now, this is a really interesting story, and I hate to compare artists to other artists, but people are very familiar with the name Banksy. Because he was a street artist that kept his identity unknown. And Alec Monopoly has done the same thing. No, he keeps his face covered, right?
He keeps it covered when we were surfing, too.
Really?
No, I'm joking.
He wrote me right in on that. And he still, to this day, is like people don't know, they wouldn't recognize him on the street, correct? Or has it been revealed?
No, I think he may not be recognized on the street at all.
And part of what you've put together for...
Unless he's got the mask on. Then, of course, you
then
show.
You know, right? But part of what you put together for Austin Elevates with Alec Monopoly, he right now is working on a mural in downtown Austin.
He's over there on West 6th at Yard and Parlor.
And you're going to do a big reveal party for what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to meeting him because it seems like a very, very interesting story. And I think a lot of his themes revolve around money. And I just want to get, you know, hear more from him about that. If you look him up, Alec Monopoly, it's pretty amazing stuff. And I was reading that his paintings, and it's maybe it's changed. It might have been an old article. It was a Forbes article that, you know, a lot of celebrities were flocking to him. Mm-hmm. Buy it for $20,000 to $50,000 for a piece of art. Maybe more now. It's way, this may have been an older article.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably, what, at least double that now?
Even more, yeah.
Even more. How does that happen?
I think that, you know, when you see his art, you can immediately go, that's an Alec Monopoly. That's an Alec
right.
painting. If you see a Warhol, you can go, that's a Warhol.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you think about looking at a painting and go, that's a particular artist, that means that artist has really developed a reputation.
Yeah.
And I think that Alec has done that. And I just think his art, even though it's got money, you have these really cute characters. So, you know, it appeals to all age groups because, you know, you've got the Monopoly Man and you've got, you know, basically a play on that. And it's cute. Kids like it. It's acceptable for parents. And lots of, you know, adults like it.
So he's... When did he start working on this mural? I mean,
it's been a couple days.
It's been a couple days. But he's going to knock the whole thing out in 3 to 4 days.
Yes.
And the reveal is on Friday at Parlor and Yard, yes. which is on West 6th Street. And then there's a party afterward.
Yeah, we have a party there at the Summit later that evening. We'll be going over there, some folks having some food, and then it'll open up to the public. Not the entire public, but, you know, we will be letting some of the public in. And we have a DJ. Her name is Cyrus. Miley Cyrus's sister is going to open.
Oh.
And then we have G-Eazy is going to be playing over there at Summit.
All the people downstairs were going crazy over the G-Eazy.
Got a bunch of G-Eazy fans, huh?
Yeah, we do. We do. So that's incredible. Again, more music. and art, bringing it to people. How is this raising money if you gave away free tickets, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it's an awareness. You know, it's an awareness campaign because, you know, art and music in Austin, Texas, you know, people are so social. They share information so much in this city compared to so many other cities. And so when you bring art and music together and you have free tickets, but you're also attaching it to the concept of helping others. Now it's a process where I'm trying to create awareness. And one of the things that's, I think, important about awareness, it doesn't matter what your cause is. If you can help someone, whether it's a little or a lot, that's wonderful because there are people that need help. So the nonprofits and those entities that we're helping, I'm really looking for people to donate whatever they can to help. And if they don't donate anything, that's fine. I think I mentioned the other day, you know, I went to college, didn't have anything. If I could have got a free ticket to a concert, right, man, I'd have run to it. Yeah, yeah. So take the young person that may not help at all this year. Well, that young person, you know, next year, the following year, will probably remember, wait, I went to this concert. It benefited someone else. Someone else got some help. And I think that resonates with people as they get older to maybe step up, contribute, whether it's contributing time or money or some other type of resource.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I had a Bikes for Kids charity that I ran for 18 years, and we had recipients come back to buy bikes for other families years later because it resonated with them, what it meant to them at that time. Again, I'm going to jump back out of curiosity. Do you have one of those sports cars that gets louder as the engine gets louder, the music gets louder?
It's not a sports car, but it is a car. Yeah.
Because I know some of those sports cars, they actually will do, like the Lambos will do that, right? The music gets louder as the engine gets louder.
It does.
Because they're so incredibly loud.
It does. Luxury cars do that too.
Do they? I want to go ride with you, man.
Let's go do it.
Hey, just a couple more things. Because, you know, the show, the tickets sold out in like 4 days, my understanding.
Yeah, we had released tickets over days. And so every time we would release tickets, I think they would go in about 4 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. So all those are gone. It's going to be kind of a second-hand game now if you want to beg, borrow, or steal it to get into the show. But it's really, really going to be a cool time. And I can't help but wonder, as we talk about your love of music and art, where did it come from growing up as a farm kid? That's a tad unusual.
I would say that... it didn't come from growing up as a farm boy.
Right.
But I really think, you know, people sometimes react to what they didn't have. Yeah. And so I think really it's a reaction from not having that. And I think that, you know, I did play a trumpet in grammar school. So I liked music a little bit in that regard. But I think it's more of a reaction.
Yeah. Yeah. And then why, one last thing. Why Austin? Why this show here? Why the 360 Amphitheater? Why the mural downtown, which is like a gift from this great artist to the city of Austin? Why?
I think that when I personally contribute a lot to a community and I put it out there, I think and I hope it's an inspiration to other people to do things for their community and people in their community. Austin is a gigantic community. And I think, as I said, so many people share information here. And I'm hoping that, you know, some of these young people, middle-aged people, step up and do something for their community. Yeah. I've done it in lots of cities all over Texas, and I've been doing it for a long time.
Okay. Where do you spend most of your time when you're not working?
First of all, I work almost all the time. Yeah. But when I am working, I kind of, you know, merge work with what I'm doing. So... I'm either in San Antonio, I'm here, I have cases around the United States, sleeping on a jet,
yeah, hotel room, wherever you're needed.
I'm in New York a lot. I have a place in New York City, and I represent a bunch of people in New York City.
Okay.
So, kind of all over.
Very cool. Very, very cool. If you want more info just to find out about everything we've talked about, I believe it's austinelevates.com. If you want to go see that. Go check out the mural, which reveals Friday around 7 p.m., something like that.
Yeah.
And that's going to be cool.
And let me tell you right now, for all those people that have already donated, and I'll probably disclose that after the event's done. But I can tell you right now, a lot of people are donating, and I hope more and more do. And so for those people that have, thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. And you can donate, you can find links to donate at austinelevates.com too, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, awesome. Very, very cool. Nice of you to bring this to our city. Thanks for coming in here. And of course, if anybody needs his help, you know the name, Thomas J. Henry.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for coming in.
Thanks.